Hi there. In this episode of my gardening podcast...
Oh, for goodness sake.
Drama down the garden.
It says mini pampas. I hope not.
I want 6.5 metres, not 65 centimetres.
Oh, that's made me cross. And it was going to be such a good podcast. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, it's a sad day. Done something very wrong. Oh, I've killed Daphne. Poor Daphne. Oh, she was glorious. There she was in the front bed, just doing her thing, growing, flowering, and I moved her. It's a crime, and it is a crime because Daphne doesn't like being moved. I believe now, I hear. So I've Googled. And yeah, so she was lovely. And the flowers were gorgeous. And the structure of her is lovely, sort of umbrella palms of branches, tiny branches with these delicate flowers on the end of them. And this kind of unusual orangey brown bark. About my waist height, a bit higher. Which isn't very tall. And then she was just wafting plumes of glorious, exquisite scent up and down the garden as I walked by. And I was quite taken aback because I hadn't been that close to her before because it had been in the front. I bloody killed it. I've bloody killed Daphne. I WhatsApped my mate, who's the horticultural guru. So what's happened with this centre of photograph? All the leaves were turning black. They look like they got some sort of blight or burn on them. And she went, doesn't look good. And then she got back to me and went, no, it really doesn't look good. I've consulted with the oracle of, I don't know what she looked at, some reference book that's important and impressive. And it turns out that Daphne hates being moved. So there we are. So I'm digging Daphne up in order to replace her with something else. And although I tried at the weekend to get another Daphne, because I'm rather taken with Daphne. It's the name of my auntie as well. And Auntie Daphne actually bought me this plant, which I'm not going to mention. I inquired as to whether they had any in the nurseries, and they don't. They've sold out.
Popular.
And now I know a lot more about Daphne than I ever thought I would. And I'll have to wait till the autumn to get one. I've just pulled the root ball up, which was rather healthy when I put it in. It's now a small collection of lumpy twigs in soil. Leave it, Joey. Honestly, he's such a bugger. Anything sticky, he just wants to have a go at. I'm going to bob this over here next to the wheelbarrow, where I've got my new thing. Now, don't laugh. Can you tell what it is yet? Pampas grass. I know, it's a bold move. And for anyone in the right generation with knowledge about pampas grass, you'll know that it's got a bit of a reputation. It says mini pampas. I hope not. I want it to be big pampas. I want it to take over the garden, basically, because, as you know, we've got a really big... Oh, she lied. Oh, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the label. This mini pampas is unique due to its abundance of panicles. I don't know what that is. Probably the feather duster things that grow off them. But the main distinguishing feature is its maximum growth height of 65 centimetres. I want 6.5 metres, not 65 centimetres. Oh, for goodness sake. I even said to her, that is a giant one, isn't it? She went, oh, yeah. Oh, it's not the mini one, is it? She went, no. Oh, that's made me cross. And it was going to be such a good podcast. Sorry, everyone. I had a whole thing about, you know, pampas grass signifying swingers. If you put it in your front garden, the myth is that it signifies that you're a bit of a swinger. And whether that is true or not, we don't know, but I must say I don't fall into that category, and yet I am drawn to the pampas grass. So I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to confront the lady there and go, you lied to me about the size of your pampas. I'm disappointed. She does seem a bit away with the fairies, I have to say. I mean, also what I'd mention about it is her customer service and selling wasn't that great. Now, I don't know anything about plants, as you know. But you'd think, wouldn't you, you'd put a bit of effort in when a customer says to you, "Oh, is that giant pampas?" And then you lie and go, yeah, it is. Whether you lied with intent or not, probably unlikely. Yeah, no, that's really big, that one. And I went, oh, that's good, because we've got a really big garden. We need to have some really jumbo plants in it. And she just looked at me and went, right, great, okay then, and walked away. Now, had that been me, I would have gone, really? Oh, that sounds amazing. I tell you what else would work really nicely with it, and then lead the customer over to like the other jumbo ideas and have some ideas for them. And I would, you know what, I was up for it. I was right up for buying big impressive plants and taking on new ideas. I'd love some. She could have taken me over to anything, gone, oh, you need a bit of this. I've gone, oh yeah, that would look great. And she'd go, yeah, it looked great. And then I would have spent another 19 quid, 20 quid, 100 quid, you know, on stuff that I thought, oh yeah, that's great. But she didn't. So what's the moral of my tale? No idea. Look at the label, even though you've been told something, I suppose. So I've got a hole, as it were, and I my plan B is I'm going to put something colourful into it. I'm going to put this in it. Azalea jasmine, I think that's called. Let's have a look. Oh no, Azalea japonica. We love a japonica just for the name, don't we? Jocasta japonica. And I think that's going to need some watering, so good. Okay. And it's a very vibrant cerise pink. Doesn't smell. It's not quite a Daphne, is it? Let's see how tall it grows. Oh, 80 centimetres. I'm sorry, but that flies in the face of that mini pampas, doesn't it? Good for you, Azalea japonica. Come on over to Daphne's exit point. Now that's behind it is phlox, and that is growing really tall. So in front of it, we could manage an 80 centimetre plant over time. This is the thing, isn't it? You know, when you're, as one of our listeners put it a few weeks ago, designing with a spade, you can't always anticipate what's going to happen that summer, that season. But I think that's good enough, actually. I'm happy with that. What I'm going to do is water the hole first. It's down there, isn't it? Let's face it. Okay. Now, I'm going to start a new thing where I plant the root ball into the ground a little lower than the surface, because I've done a few dodgy ones where they stand proud of the top of the soil, and so when I go to water them, the stuff just runs off it. Let's get that out. Oh yeah, it's a bit of a tight one, isn't it? Bit of a tight root ball, a bit compacted. Never mind. And they've got some kind of weeds in the topsoil already of this plant. Right, okay. In you go. Lovely. Get a bit of a sack of manure compost and tuck Azalea in with it. And then give her a really good drink. I don't know why I'm calling it a her. I really hate it when we call inanimate objects female. In English anyway, I mean, in other languages, things do have a masculine and a feminine, don't they? But when people call cars and ships her, she handles really beautifully. Like, no, don't. It's a car. It's an inanimate object. If anything, it's probably more male than it is female, because cars just tend to be, don't they? They're a little bit masculine. So I'm going to write in about that. I don't know where I'm going to write in. Do you know what, as well? Listener, I'm surprised more listeners haven't written in to me, to be honest, to tell me that I'm doing stuff wrong. I used to work on a radio programme that used to have loads of listeners writing in all the time to the BBC, telling us exactly where we'd gone wrong and how could we let this happen. blah, blah, blah. Why, oh, why? And they were written by hand, posted in. I remember one time we received a letter from someone in a prison who had done our cut out letters from the newspaper and sent it to the presenter. It was very alarming. Anyway, I'm not suggesting you do that to me, if that's okay. Thanks anyway. And do you know what? I don't really care if I'm getting it wrong. It might just make you feel a little superior. So enjoy it. Enjoy my mistakes. You can have them. Right then, we've covered quite a lot of ground, haven't we, in the time it's taken me to pack in Azalea Japonica. Oh, it is a girl's name, isn't it? Let's face it. So, Azalea Japonica, enjoy. I hope that you last a little longer than our dear Daphne did. And hopefully I'll be able to nip to another garden centre at some point and get another Daphne before the actual real Auntie Daphne comes round for a cup of tea in the garden. Oops, never mind. You live and learn, don't you, people? You live and learn.